And the folks at MD Anderson have looked at atezo in the same setting and, again, have shown relative safety, no obvious major increase in pulmonary toxicity, and 1 and 2 year survival rates that are at least as good, maybe a tad better than we've seen with the Pacific trial. But it's going to take a phase 3 trial to truly define the role of concurrent checkpoint inhibitors and chemoradiation. But it's an embarrassment of riches, but you know what? It's better to have more choices and
absolutely,
options.
Absolutely, absolutely. Is there a phase 3 trial of Pembro or one of the other things cooking, or we're going to be with durvalumab data for a while?
I think we're going to be with durvalumab for a while, but there are several trials cooking, so stay tuned. The problem is it's going to take a while for these trials to read out. So at least for the foreseeable future, at least I would guess for the next year or two through into 2020, durv is going to be the standard.
So I want to get into some of your other cases, but one other toxicity issue I was just curious about, because I've heard that a fair number of people on checkpoint inhibitors have dermatologic problems, supposedly low grade. Did this woman have any dermatologic problems, and what do you see?
She's escaped dermatologic problems, but I do see a fair amount of rash, usually torso, sometimes face, probably about 20-25%, generally low grade, treatable with topical steroids or with Benadryl. A fair number of folks get diffuse pruritus without rash. So again, one of the itises. So basically probably a symptom of very dry skin. The rash is a bit different from what we've seen with tyrosine kinase inhibitors. It's not the classical acneiform rash. We don't see onchonychia, digital fissuring. And it usually dissipates over time.